Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's going to be an awesome show tonight. I'm here to tell you. I would never lie to you. You all know that. But look, let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, Miss Teddy P. Go ahead and talk to the P.
What's going on, y'all? It's Teddy P calling out of that good old 757, that Portsmouth, Virginia. What's going on with everybody tonight?
You sound all constipated, bro.
I know, right? I need to go smoke a cigarette. Shit, my bad.
And we have a very special guest. You ladies have been going crazy trying to get me to find this person. And here she goes, Miss Caution.
Hello,
well, tell everybody about yourself, Caution.
Hello, everybody. My name is Caution. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Been dancing for 4 years. And I'll see y'all at She Cry August 3rd.
Uh-oh. You heard that, Teddy?
Yeah, I heard it loud and clear.
I don't think that it heard it, cause go ahead and say it one more time.
Hello,
one
everybody.
More time.
My name is Caution. I'm from Baltimore. Been dancing 4 years, and I can't wait to see y'all at She Pride August 3rd.
Uh-oh.
Oh, watch out there now.
Uh-oh. So, Caution, you said 4 years. Who was your favorite, the most? I want to word it right. I don't want to word it wrong, but what was the best performance you ever did in your whole career as a dancer?
My best performance? Actually, I have to say last night, I actually did a show in Philly last night at Club Aces, and it was kind of last minute. And we showed up. It was about 7 people in the club. So, of course, I wasn't expecting it to be anything, you know, crazy. But I made out, you know what I mean? Like, it's not always about the quantity of people that you have. Sometimes it's just about the quality. And everybody was really cool, really respectful. I made my money. I was in and out. So I have to say it was that. Like, everybody was cool. It was good money. I was in and out. No problem. So last night was definitely it.
You're definitely right about that. It ain't all about It ain't all about how many people in the building. It's all about the fun.
Exactly.
No, not. And I definitely will say I admire you for that comment you just said just now, because you rarely hear an entertainer say that. Because most entertainers complain about, you know what I'm saying? They complain if it's not enough people in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, everybody wants a packed house. You want it to be packed when you get there, but a lot of times you have a club full of people that's not tipping, so it's not about the number of people that you have. It really doesn't matter.
I know that's good. Say it again. She told y'all promoters. She told you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. You got to keep it 100 with people, you feel me?
Exactly.
Sometimes it might, if you get into this game, sometimes it might not show up the way you wanted to show up, but guess what? You can have a whole lot of dedicated fans there, even if it's 2 or 3. That lights your face up. You feel me?
Exactly. So, exactly.
Because ain't nobody had to show up at all. You feel me? But
right.
Yeah.
You gotta give a show for the ones that came out. It's only fair, you know.
Yeah. I admire that. That's a good comment, right? I like that. That got me over the clap. I need to get one of them clapping horns for the...
Round of applause.
Round of applause, man. I will do it. I guess that's how they do it, you know. With a so, Carl,
you
have
to go get one.
I'm going to ask you a question, man. I know ladies, they normally don't like to tell this, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I'm just nosy. How old are you?
You said how old am I?
Yes, ma'am.
I am 26. I'll be 27 in September.
I don't believe you.
Why you don't believe her?
I don't believe you. You're lying.
Oh, you
on air, let's see. Y'all hear, ladies? On air, lying.
No. I'm 26. People always think I'm younger than I am because I'm so small, but I'm 26.
Well, I got a question. How tall are you?
I am 5'2".
Yeah, you sure can.
That's it.
A little bit.
5'2".
Don't, you know what's causing all no ain't feeding to Teddy, because Teddy about 7'2". She thinks she tall. She thinks everybody's short. She about 8'9". You know
Look at here.
I'm
5'8", so I'm tall enough.
What? Well, shit, in my heels, I'm 5'8". In my mind, I'm 5'8".
All right, ma'am.
I know, that's right. So,
yeah.
I think she's tall and everybody called and everybody mentioned. I think we should just make a team call and just start beating in the head with one of them gavels.
Don't beat me in the head with no gavel, man. Oh, I'm surprised you ain't taking a belt.
You stop talking about short people, man. We can't help it. We can't help
right.
it.
I'm sorry.
Right. We're not short because we want to be short.
I love y'all. short people know how to have fun, so I love y'all.
We rock.
Right, we do.
Just know this, if somebody taller than me.
Tall people got knee problems. For you.
Shut up.
Y'all got knee problems. That's all I'm going to say.
I ain't got no knee problems yet. Not yet.
So, Carson.
Yes, baby.
Let me ask you another question.
Yes.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue. Any shade of blue under the sun, I love it.
See, I was team Carson until you said that. You know what I'm saying? I was team Carson.
You don't like blue?
No. I don't know where, you know, most people are like, okay, you're so butchy.
Really?
Why you don't like blue? I don't know. I'm a red person. I love red.
Oh,
boy, you
God,
like red.
Really?
I like, Lord Jesus.
Don't get me wrong,
purple.
Red is sexy. I like purple, too. You know what? I'm good with any color. My favorite is blue, but I can do any color. Like, whatever. Whatever the people want is what I give them. But blue is my favorite.
You want me back.
There's nothing wrong with blue.
So are you originally from Baltimore? Or?
Yes, I'm born and raised in Baltimore.
How do you like Baltimore?
Do I like it? Baltimore is my home. I'll always rep Baltimore, but it's not where I want to be. Like, I would love to, I don't know, somewhere else, maybe Atlanta. It's my home. I love it because it's my home, but I'm ready to go. I just need a change, something different. So sometimes I'll be leaving, hopefully.
I know, that's right. That's how I feel about here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you say a place so long, everybody come to your city, it's like, oh, this is the best place ever. We be in that man, like,
what?
Exactly. Like, I'm not impressed. I've been here my whole life, so it's like whatever.
Yeah. So, Teddy, why don't you go ahead and talk to Miss Caution now? Don't talk about her size. So I'm gonna jump in.
I'm not gonna talk about the fact she's 5'2". That's not talking about that no more.
Come on, don't come for me because I'm sensitive about my size.
You ain't
I've been
got
to be my whole life.
I was short one time long ago.
Really?
With my old ass.
Never.
I was when I was 4.
See, you got jokes.
My fault. I like to make the people laugh, so, you know, that's what I do. Do you got anything on YouTube, you know, if the ladies want to see you, you know, on YouTube or anything like that?
No. Currently, I don't have any YouTube videos. I don't know. I usually dance at places that are like, you know, no pictures, no cameras. They always making people put their phones away. So I've honestly never recorded myself. I've never even watched myself dance, honestly. So, no, right now, nothing on YouTube. Sorry, ladies.
Oh, they got to come see you in person to get
it. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
well,
right.
I see you. I understand that. Get the people something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Which she gonna be on YouTube this good old summer. So you will be seeing yourself. Do you hear me, young lady?
I guess I don't have a choice, huh?
I'm gonna have my little smile phone like this.
on the speaker right then.
I'm gonna say, bro, no, you can't do that. You have to back up off the stage. Come on, back up off the stage. You don't want no pictures, no camcorders. No, I can't do that. Put the phones away, y'all. Put the phones away.
I'm gonna give me a Hello Kitty video cam. I ain't lying.
Oh no, if it's that, I ain't gonna touch it. I ain't gonna touch that. Nope, can't do it. Ain't nobody gonna kill me.
Do you have anything else to ask us, Tracy?
That
is caution. You got to have all kinds of questions.
Look, I seen what she looked like. I really don't have no questions right now. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm actually talking to her, so leave me alone.
Don't do that. I'm such a, like, a regular person. Like, it's so crazy to say stuff like that. I'm just me, like, on a day-to-day. I got on jeans and sneakers and a hoodie. I'm so regular.
I know, but see, a person like me don't get a chance to talk to nobody like you every day. Come on now.
What?
I'm just saying.
That's
God Almighty. Almighty.
Oh.
I know if she's proud, I want a picture with her. Can I get a picture with you?
Sure. We can take as many pictures.
Lord, you got Teddy rolling all everywhere now.
See?
I can see her in a red tail now with big red cheeks. Tall,
you know,
I don't know what you're ready now. Look at that. I see you over there.
But wait, you don't know what you're getting into because I also model, so I like taking pictures. So,
just
look it up.
Uh-oh.
You know, I love it.
I got some more questions. I'm ready. So, what? No, have mercy now. Look, that picture with that purple caution tape now. Now, Teddy, do you agree now? What was up with that picture with the purple caution tape? What's going on? What is?
I want to know.
I almost had an asthma attack. I had to get my medicine and my oxygen because I couldn't take it. You know, I'm all right now.
No, baby.
No, wait, let me tell you, the funny thing is, it was kind of like last minute. We just threw that picture together. The last photo shoot that I did, we were running low on film. I think we only had like a couple shots left. And I had that. I actually found that caution tape around Halloween time, and I had never used it. So I was like, you know, I have this purple caution tape. I've never used it, so let's see if we can do something with these last. I think we had like maybe four shots left. And the guy like tied it to two poles, and he was like, stand right here, and we're going to line it up. And they were the last four shots that we took. And it just, like, we got that one hot shot, and it just came out. But we didn't even plan it. Like, I just happened to have it in the bag along with the other clothes that I took. So, like, once in a lifetime, it wasn't even planned. But everybody seems to love that picture, so that's why I put it up. I mean, there's so many dancers that have, like, pictures of themselves wrapped in caution tape. So I thought that, you know, since it's purple, it's something a little different. Everybody uses the yellow tape, so But it worked out.
Well, you worked out.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You worked it, girl. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like, high five from a distance, bro.
Yeah,
girl.
Miss Butter, honey. Miss Butter on the line. You are there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So, are you single?
I am single. Yes, I am.
Why?
What do you mean? I don't know. I mean, if I could figure it out. If you figure it out, you let me know. I'm so much of, like, an introvert. Like, I'm so quiet. Like, when I'm around family, like, people I know, I can laugh and joke and be loud. But for the most part, I'm in the corner. I stay by myself. So I'm not the one to, like, go out and meet people and, hey, introduce myself. Like, if you say something to me, you know, I'll talk to you. But I'm usually, like, the quiet one sitting in the corner by myself. I'm cute, but I'm quiet. So I don't really meet too many people. But I'm not,
aww.
I'm like a Libra, so, you know, I'm
a Libra.
I'm a
Libra. I'm a Libra.
Hold on, wait, y'all Libras, I'm a Leo. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm in good company.
There you go. I'm back to in Carson. I'm a Libra, too.
Really.
When is your birthday?
I can be a handful at times. I mean,
I'm in good company, though. I could be a handful. Y'all Libras.
But we the best people you ever meet, though. Libras are very fun. We very loving, kind.
We are extremely loving. Like, that's what's crazy.
Yes.
Like, we're really soft.
I feel so alone in this conversation right now. I'm a Leo. I'm all alone in the corner. Dang. We love
people
too.
Big tall people like Teddy try to scare us, but you know, we got her. We, you know,
mm-hmm.
it takes two. You won't get us, Teddy.
I don't scare nobody. Okay, I'm a lovable teddy bear. Okay.
Oh.
I'm just as quiet and shy too. Come on, bro. You already know. I am.
Really?
That is
I'm telling the truth, man.
What's your favorite food, Carson? We like
oh my
to eat
God.
Anything. Food.
Like anything. I eat everything. No, I'm lying. I'm really picky. Mashed potatoes. Like, I love potatoes. I eat potatoes all day long. Like, I can eat potatoes with anything.
So you eat potatoes with pizza?
Yes, like just potatoes.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'll just eat mashed potatoes just to eat it, or a baked potato. Like, why not? I love potatoes. All the time. So, like, if we going out and they got potatoes, I'm good.
Oh, wow.
That's all I need.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Since you live in Baltimore, do you watch football? I just want to know this.
Yes, I did, and the Ravens are my favorite team.
Oh, man.
Yes. Team Ravens all day.
See, we might not be friends when football season comes, because I like the Steelers, and every time we play y'all.
Oh, God, issues. Really?
Issues. We're going to have issues.
We're going to have a couple issues, because I'm Ravens all day, baby, all day. I love them. My husband's my home team.
I know. Okay. I know that's your home team. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, when our teams, you know, play each other, I'm like, look, I like you. You cute. We took a piss at you, Brad. But your team suck, and they about to lose.
Don't nobody care about them cutting bumblebees and Steelers. Don't nobody care about
You know what?
But wait, I got a little bit of respect for the Steelers because they my color. As you know, black and yellow, that's my signature color.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
no,
they get a little bit of respect.
Okay,
Thank you.
Not too much for it. I'm with y'all on the black and yellow because I'm cautioning my colors, but outside of that,
We good now. You like the colors. We that good now. You like the colors, so we good now.
I love the colors. But that's about it. Just the color.
Just the color.
I know.
All the way.
You know what? Look.
Are we trying to rail her in into them bumblebees? Don't nobody want to be flying around stinging people. That is not cute.
She want to fly around and scare people. I mean, the bird, the raven, it's black.
Yes. I'm flying. I'm still flying a little bit. My purple and black. Yes.
But see, one thing you will notice about ravens, they're like one of the quietest birds, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
She do. Oh, she's a raven.
See? So is it.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Teddy man's on what?
I need a hug.
Don't nobody want to hug no Steelers.
You know what?
Don't worry.
It's all right. It's okay. I'm gonna be all right by myself, like in the Steelers.
Don't nobody care nothing about them whack Steelers.
Look, my team. Ain't wet.
See, I don't trash talk. I'm laughing, but I'm not saying anything. Just putting that out there. Like, I'm just laughing.
I know it's just
talk all day.
It don't bother me because it makes it fun. If you can't trash talk your football, other football teams, you're not really, you know, a football fan, even if you don't like football for real.
I can't talk. I just watch and laugh.
I know
we got more Super Bowls than y'all do. Anyway.
Oh, shut up. Y'all got Super Bowls because y'all started that. That's why y'all got them Super Bowls. Tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we got six. The Saints got one. The Ravens, I believe, they got one or two. But we got more than that.
To be honest with you, I'm really a Knicks fan. You know, football's not really my thing. I'm more of a basketball person.
But where
you know,
your team
I like
this. They're home.
They're cool.
They cool. They put bounties out on people and take people out.
Mm-hmm.
they don't want to play fair. Y'all don't get all quiet now.
You got something else to ask us, Teddy? Go ahead, ask him one more question.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to think. So what would you rather do, you know, be an entertainer or model?
Model. Yeah, like I love dancing, but it's just for fun. You know, like a lot of people take it so serious and they get into their feelings and, you know, like when it comes down to like the battling and people just take it to heart, and it's never been that serious for me. I just do it for fun. Like modeling is a passion of mine. I've been modeling since 2000. So I've been modeling for 12 years. I've only been dancing for 4. So if I had to choose, it would definitely be modeling. Like I haven't experienced anywhere near as much drama with modeling as I have with dancing. It's just too much.
Ooh.
But it's all in fun. So,
I'll stay tuned.
Yeah.
You're going to be walking down a catwalk soon.
I hope so. Maybe not, because I'm only
5'2". Hey, who knows? No, see, you might. You gotta find that right designer that needs somebody.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They out there dressing somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to submit to June. What's her name? The one that can be on VH1, June Ambrose. Isn't that her name? June Ambrose?
I think so.
She do the fashion and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's her name.
Yeah, I'm going to submit you to her. I'm going to submit you to Tara Banks. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tara might holler at you.
See, I actually auditioned for that. I tried out when they had the little short girl top model or whatever. I went all the way to D.C., stood in the long-ass line. But, yeah. It didn't work out, so whatever.
Please,
I tried.
Be whack. I will not be watching that show, Clowning the Models, ever again.
All I'm going to say is a talent like yours, I think you should don't give up on that. If they come back again, keep going. Because that could be definitely a good opportunity for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely, you look the part, and you know what I'm saying? You got all of it. You feel me? So,
thank you. It's really a passion of mine. Like, it's so much fun. Modeling, it comes so naturally to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's something, like, I'm not conceited, I'm not cocky at all, but it's so natural for me to model. Like, especially, like, eye candy. It's so easy to be sexy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it comes natural to you.
Yeah, like, extremely.
You ain't got to try too hard
now. Nah, not at all. I don't think anybody should have to try hard to be sexy. It's all in, you know, your confidence. Confidence shows, so.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
So, how do you get your stomach so small? Like, talk to me, because, you know, my stomach is on Mr. Brown status. So, you know, I need to get my stomach down. I'm trying everything in the book to get this.
Yeah, I know. I see you on that one.
My thighs coming down, my butt went in, but the stomach just don't want to go nowhere.
Let me
you know, right?
Somebody say no.
Okay, I'm going to let y'all know my secret. This is like the question I get asked more than anything else. My secret. Drum roll, please. I hold my stomach in all day long. All day long, regardless of what I'm doing. Like right now, talking to y'all, I'm holding my stomach in. And it's like a habit that I picked up in like middle school. I don't know, like I used to hold my breath a lot. So like once I got to like high school, I stopped holding my breath, but I kept holding my stomach in. So I guess like something with the muscles or whatever, I'm not sure, but that's what I do. So I eat everything. I eat sweets and cake and cookies and shit, and I don't pick up weight, but I suck my stomach in all day long. Like no matter what I'm doing, laying down, standing up, I'm constantly holding my stomach in.
You train your muscles and your stomach and stuff.
Yeah,
too. It's
crazy.
Yeah, you train them. That's what it is. I might have to try that, baby. Maybe not.
Like, starting out is going to be hard because it's going to feel, like, awkward. You're going to, like, let it go and forget. So you just got to kind of remind yourself to suck it back in. I hold it all day long. I can't help it now. It's a habit.
I'm sorry if that sounds like a French pig or a crackhead cockroach. But I'm holding my stomach in. But I'm holding my stomach in.
Yeah, man, I know. I'm trying it. I'm going to try it for at least a minute. I think I can do a minute.
Hold it.
Me too.
You'll feel it. It's supposed to hurt after a while, but you'll get used to it the more you do it. It works, though.
Yeah.
Is everybody sucking their stomach in? Because y'all quiet.
Yeah, I got my stomach in, girl. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm up here. Got the stomach in, eating the Raisin Bran. Shoot, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to eat a salad holding my stomach in. Yep.
No,
that's what I did.
So, what we going to do right now? Caution.
Yes.
I'm gonna go to the lines. I'm gonna see if anybody wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Ladies, if you would like to talk to Caution, this is what you do right now. You press the number one. The number one. Don't be scared. She won't bite you.
I won't bite you.
I promise.
Wait. Oh, man. Dang.
Go ahead, press the number one, ladies. Don't be scared. Thank you, everybody.
She's not
going
to bite.
I promise I won't bite.
Dang, I got sad for a minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I was looking forward to it, too.
Look, at first it was lit up, man. Like,
dang, come on now. I know y'all out there.
Aww.
Aww. Y'all come on, y'all talk to Caution. Anyway, Caution, what we going to do? Why are we waiting on people to come in and talk to us? That's what I want you to do. I'm asking you a question, right? I want you to tell me the answer. You ready?
Yes.
What is your booking email? How can people book you?
My booking email is thediva@hotmail.com. So it's thediedeebah@hotmail.com.
No, say that one more time. One more. No. Did you hear how she said it?
I heard how she said it.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
thediva@hotmail.com. thediedeebah@hotmail.com.
Ooh, Lord, say the hotmail.com.
Lord.
At hotmail.
Really?
It's at hotmail.com.
Yes. Yes, God. Right. I think she put emphasis on it. Didn't you hear? It was like,
I can't hold my stomach in because y'all making me laugh. Y'all messing up my ass right now.
Oh, no, we can't do that. No. But it's nice to laugh, Fred Natty. You got to let it out sometimes.
I know, right? I let it go once in a while.
Once in a while?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. So, Carson, do you want to stay on the line with us tonight, or do you have to go?
No, I'm here.
Because we can always use a film perspective on some of our questions tonight because, you know, it gets lonely always being two doms on the phone. And we don't, you know, people want to know what the film's reaction to something also. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you the topic of tonight. And definitely, I know... Once we get the topic rolling, we're going to get some calls in because there's a lot of people here and they are scared. I think they're scared. They're scared just like us because we were scared to talk to you too. So.
I think I'm more scared to talk to y'all though. Like, you don't understand.
It's like this. I'm not scared no more.
Don't be scared.
Now, August, I'm going to be shy.
I'm
gonna be
shy
too. I'm always shy. I'm shy until my music starts.
What's
my
name? Like, bro, I'm like, what's my name? What's my job? What I'm supposed to do something. I'm supposed to keep them. Am I supposed to be something? I know what I'm supposed to be, but what am I supposed to be?
Hmm.
Like, I knew my name 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Yo, you know what? Something's seriously wrong with you, and we're going to get you some help.
I need some help. I need somebody to come give me a hug right now.
Retard.
I'm not a retard. I'm slow. I am slow. Don't judge me. I don't ride the short bus no more.
No more.
You still ride that bus. Don't listen to her.
I ride the big kids bus now. I'm a big kid now.
So, ladies, the topic of the night, pretty much, we go into the topic. And Carson, don't judge us because our topics are very random. Okay.
Okay. Yes, they
are. I'm ready.
Ready? Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, ladies, are y'all ready? So we done picked up 6 more calls, but still, y'all need to press 1 if you want to talk to calls. All right. All right, the topic of tonight is, how do you caution and Teddy feel about women that, put it like this, say one day, okay, for instance, Carson, I'm going to use you, okay? Nope. And our girlfriends, don't get mad, okay? Because I'm using her as a scenario. All right? Say Carson, say me and you was dating, right?
Right.
And it was time for us to get to the late night special. You know what the late night special is.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's time. It's time for the late night special, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, and, you know, we getting it in, you know. And you started pleasing me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you my girl, right? But I screamed out my ex name while you giving me the goods. Like,
oh,
what is your, oh, yeah, what is your reaction on that like?
I think naturally I would pause, like, pissed initially, but I think I would just pause, like, no, did she really, really? Like, I would have to get up. But I think my initial reaction, I would just freeze, like, no, really? Like, are you serious? That's crazy. But I would get up, like, yeah, kill a mood, turn the lights back on, blow the candles out, all that, like, it's over.
Gotta go get the hell out.
Yeah. Like, for real.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Well,
like, did he at least try to fix it? Like, did he try to fix it after you said it? Or, like, what's the situation?
No, we talk about me and you, right? So what would you do? Like, what would you do if that happened? You know, so you're telling me you're going to beat me up?
No, like... I mean, the mood is definitely over. Like, you didn't kill the mood. Like, for real. That's done. Everything that was wet is now dry. Like, everything.
The well has run dry. It has to stop.
Yeah, you messed that up.
OMG.
No more playtime. There's no more playtime for you.
Nope.
Well, damn, this hurt my little feelings. I'm saying, I was just thinking about it, you know.
No,
Maybe you did something that she used to do, and I just had a little revelation.
Oh,
or something. You know what I'm
saying? No, that just killed the mood entirely.
Exactly.
Huh?
Like, that's like the number one. Like, you got to pay attention.
Oh, man.
But if the stuff is good, you know, and you know that the tuna fish is good, why does it matter if the tuna fish is good and you in it and it's feeling great? Why would you stop? Because I called up the ex's name. Why?
You killed it. Like, I don't know. That's so disrespectful. Did you forget where you were? Hello?
Right?
Were you paying attention? Really? That's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. Number one mood killer.
That is rude.
That's what it's after. Uh-oh.
So what do you feel about, how do you feel about it, Tay? How do you feel about, you know, you having sex with the current, with your boo now, right? And she screams out the ex's name. Like, how would you react to that?
I would stop. It's like, what the hell? Like, really, did you just really say? I'm like, I'm going to go look
right
at my ID for a moment.
Double check. You got to double check some stuff, right?
I'm like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, my name, I ain't going to give out my government name on the air. I can't do that. But my name is this. But you call me that. I might have to make a few phone calls. I'm like, is this my name? I'm like, this bitch just really called me name.
Yeah.
I will kindly tell her, I'm like, look, you got to get some stuff. You ain't got to go home.
But, yeah.
You got to get the hell about my house. Because you didn't kill my mood. I just got to go. That's a no-no. I'm like, no. You got to go because that kills the mood. Like, what's the point? You just called me, you know what I'm saying, your ex's name.
I don't look like your ex. I don't sound like your ex. Matter of fact, I'm not from the same city your ex is in. So why the hell are you calling me your ex's name?
My exactly.
Who am I? That's a definite deal breaker.
No, that's a problem.
No, because if you're calling me your ex's name, maybe you still might be.
Maybe
around
right,
with that.
Exact. That would be my thought. Like, when was the last? How recent have you called his name that you're still saying it? Right. Exactly.
Right.
That's a problem.
Like, wow.
Exactly.
Now, bruh, come on now. How you feel about that? I just want to know your standpoint.
Let's hear you on this KC topic. Yes.
So yeah, I really want to know what KC got to say about all this, huh?
Uh huh.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know me, man, the freak that I am.
Oh God.
I'm just being 100. Yeah. Now, is this person supposed to be my girlfriend, or is she just supposed to be a random chick? Which one is it supposed to be? Y'all pick.
If you with your lady.
I know random chick could be a random chick. You gotta let me know if she's committed to me.
It's not no chick that you meet at the club and y'all, you know, y'all have some drinks, y'all go home, do what it do. It might happen, you know what I'm saying, but you ain't gonna get as mad. But if you with your, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because that's a random chick. You might not see her again. Now, if you with your lady, your boo, your love, your queen, and she calls out her ex's name, why you giving her the business?
I mean, you're putting it down. Is my kind boo, is her pussy real good, or is it drag? Which one? Like you gotta come on.
Let me rephrase it. You with your girl, she got the best stuff known to the man.
Wow.
Like, that good stuff. Like, you can't even find it in the store type shit.
And you can find it in the store anyway.
Hey, you might. Who knows? Shit, you can find some shit in the store. Just got to look hard. But,
right.
If you giving her the business, you putting it down. You just putting it down. And she just call out her ex's name. How would you respond? I mean, that main boo, not a random chick. That main lady, the
Bryson. Well, you already clarified what you said. Anyway, you straight said that she had the best stuff in America. So, she got the best stuff in America. I'm hitting it. I'm getting all high and horny, you know, sweating, my stomach going in. You know, that's because she told me to hold my stomach in. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm holding my stomach in. I'm getting it in, sweating. And there's some good stuff, you know, my arm's thinking because I'm just getting it in, like, you know what I'm saying? So, get it in. And she said, another name other than KC, what will KC do?
Right.
Yes.
First of all, I am a freak, and I am a freak with male testosterone. I might not be a man. I am a dom, but I might, you know what I'm saying? I really don't label myself. Plus, I'm just going to put it out there like that. You know, I am a little dumb, you know what I'm saying? But I got some testosterone rolling down in my bone. I think I'm supposed to be a little boy, but whatever the case may be. I ain't stopping shit. I'm gonna bust this in my face.
What?
That's gonna be KC's answer. I'm gonna bust that nut first. I'm gonna get these motherfuckers in. I'm gonna bust that nut. I'm gonna slap that pussy. I'm gonna tap it. I'm going to be like, hold on, what the fuck you say? Hold on, I got to handle this shit afterwards, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead, pump and sweat. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be like, hold on, so who the fuck is Rico? After I bust my neck, because, you know, she don't fuck it all up, but you know what I'm saying? But if the shit that good, fuck that shit, man, I'm on my way getting ready to get my nut in. So, you know, if it's that good, I'm going to be like, hold on, man. All right, and she was like, damn, boy, that was good. I'm saying, so who the fuck is Rico?
Right. Well, then you bring it up.
Who was Rico?
Right. You get it in, you get just like, so who was that person?
Right.
I'm like, oh, who was Rico? I'm like, oh, don't even worry about it, baby. That shit was good. Just know that's the last time getting put like this. That's all it is. So, I see you on the flip side, but I'm not stopping my nut. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. That's just me. No, it's not that serious.
That kills the mood, though, for me.
It definitely kills the mood for me.
You said
it would kill the mood.
Look, Look, it may have killed your mood, but she's not going to kill mine. I believe it.
I got to get it in, too, but it's like, okay, she just called me somebody else's name.
No.
Mine was going, no, no, I, no, can't.
Yeah.
You know how they be like, you got to get your clothes, you got to get your clothes at the end of the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just got hers. So, I that better be the best sex she ever had in her life with me. She ain't getting it no more.
Better be the best half of your life because you ain't going to get the rest from me.
That's dead. She can't be fully committed to me mentally if she's thinking about somebody else while we having sex. She's not with me. She's with somebody else too. You get what I'm saying? Mentally.
Yeah.
And to be in tune with me or you or Teddy, you know, to be in tune with one person, that's the only person that should be on your mind during sex. They told. I just see she would have said something like, "Ooh, Evelyn." Right from between women of Miller. So, you know, I just said something like that. You know what I'm saying? But we talk about somebody she just fucked maybe a year or a couple months ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a typical relationship. Most people, they get out of a relationship, they back in maybe eight months, six months, eight at the most. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. I mean, I ain't trying to be funny, but you get what I'm saying. You know how this 2012, people moving fast. They are, you know, you get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so if she still thinking, well, she needs a hook. I ain't gonna. Like I told her, I'm getting my nut. That's just one thing. I ain't even gonna keep repeating myself. I'm getting my nut.
Okay, we got it. You gonna get yours.
And I'm probably just have some Moscato or a little bit of vodka or something before we got it in. So yeah, you know, I'm about to get my nut. I ain't look no.
So I would drink after she leave. I'm like shit.
Right.
Right,
and
live myself, damn it. Shit,
I'm going to
get it.
No, baby, no. I'm busting me one, straight up.
Regardless if it's physical or mental, you doing that mental cheating, that emotional, that mental stuff is way worse than physical. I understand you thinking about your ex. So come on, we all human. We all think about good times we had with our exes. That's just reality.
You know what I'm saying?
Human nature.
But why are we having sex though?
Yeah, it's not an option.
You could just dream pictures or something. You had to say it.
Yeah, the weakest link. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
But guess what? Guess what KC gonna do? KC still gonna get that nut. I'm just saying. That's just KC for me. I'm just being 100. Nah, you don't let nothing stop that, baby. Especially if you on your way. That's the worst thing a person could ever do. Is say something stupid when you on your way.
Or you on your way and you're like, she called out the name. I'm like, what? Whoa, hold on. Back up. Get the hell up off me.
I ain't no backing up. I'm going to get wet.
Mind will be gone and not off what we doing. I'm like, wait a minute. Like I said, you just called me this bitch's name. And yes, I called her a bitch.
I can't finish.
No.
I'm gonna get mine too after she leaves. Brown sugar, nook. It ain't nothing like that, baby. It ain't nothing like it, but it throws you off, though. I can please myself, but it ain't nothing like sweet pussy. That's just real talk. Sweet vagina. For y'all people that are real serious on the line, don't like the word pussy. Sweet vagina, okay? Ain't nothing like some sweet pussy. You get what I'm saying. Ain't nothing like it, man.
I can please myself all day, man.
I can see the moon and everything when I'm getting in with myself, man. But you see all kinds of stars and butterflies and donkeys
and rainbows and leprechauns.
When you with a woman, it ain't nothing like sex with a woman, baby. It's just awesome. She done called somebody else and she done fucked up what we had. You know what I'm saying? She done messed up what we had. I done gave her 10 seconds of sex. And she can only go.
Like, I gave her the best 5 minutes that she gonna.
I was just joking. You know what I'm saying? I gave her a good old rat. You feel what I'm saying? I know y'all feel like that. Y'all gave her a good old rat and she wanna mess it up. She done messed up the relationship up, the nut. She done messed up her task with me and my, you know what I'm saying? She got to go.
A good old 2 hours, and you just like 2 hours almost up. You call, no, what the hell? Why you do that? Like, this work was for all for nothing.
Right.
This is too much. Like you can leave. I can handle it. I'm going to go in the shower and do what I do.
I don't want no shower. I want some real showers on my face. That's real tough.
I do too, but like, if the mood is ruined, what the hell? I'm gonna go take a shower and go to sleep.
No, man, I won't.
Mad,
real.
Right?
He's mad as hell.
I'm sorry.
It's a bull.
I want the real looky on my face, on my finger, on my tongue. That is real talk. You know
I
what
want
I'm
it too. It ain't nothing wrong. It ain't nothing wrong with that. Trust me.
Man, tell you probably be stroking that monkey so hard. He probably don't blew that thing out. Probably don't even work no more.
What the hell ever? why you trying to go in?
tell you, that poo-poo over there looking like goddamn Special K cracker chips.
What the hell ever? What? No. It ain't even going down over here like that. No.
Looking like granola, boy. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
People like the ladies love granola. Shit, they can come get it.
well, you know, everybody like them cracker chips too, though. So they probably like that, man. I don't know.
Stuff, come on.
but guess what I'm gonna do? Guess what KC gonna do? I'm gonna bust
what?
That nut. That's just.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, KC, you're going to
get her nut, y'all.
Yeah, but she got to go after that. That's a real talk.
Yeah,
real talk.
You got to go. Get yourself. I
call
your cab
now.
Yep, get out.
Chill my baby, what's wrong? I'm like,
baby, nothing.
I got to
go to work in the morning.
You need to holler at Rico. Let Rico please you,
because
I'm done.
Yeah, go holler at him. I'm going to holler at her. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm done. I won't think of popping that coochie no more.
What?
I'm gonna say a cunt too. I'm saying you ain't gonna think of popping that coochie. No, I'm gonna say a cunt, girl. I'm gonna say it. She gonna be really pissed off when I get cunt. I've been a bit of dip on her. I ain't playing. Shit, piss me off. So how do y'all feel about ghetto chicks, like?
Like in general.
Mhm. How do you feel about ghetto women?
It's annoying to me. Like, I don't like over the top. Like, you know, to each his own. You know, be true to yourself or whatever cliche fits. But like that over the top is just like ridiculous. Like the purple hair on one side, pink on the other side, showing a gum. You know, why you talking? It's just annoying. Can't take it.
How do you feel about it, Teddy? Good thing Teddy gone. Mm-hmm.
No, Teddy not gone. Teddy right here. I got a child, so I had to, you know, handle my business right quick. I'm sorry, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Got
quiet all
of a sudden. How do you feel about ghetto women?
I don't like them. I really don't.
At all.
I just don't like them. They talk ghetto and act ghetto. I know they mamas and daddies or whoever raised them taught them better than that.
Not always.
I know.
Like,
not always. You got a few. I'm like, well, damn. You got some good. Like, I met your parents. They cool, but you talk like you from the hood and you live in the suburbs. No, where they do that at?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes
how
I don't
you
know
about
them.
Mm. Some of them be watching videos and listening to the music. Oh, I can sound just like them. Sound retard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, extremely.
Like my 2-year-old nephew sound better than you do.
Yeah.
How y'all doing? My name is Shaniqua. I'm fab, light skin, long hair, green ash, Mr. Puerto Rican, Jamaican, Somalian, Trinidadian, seahorse, Portuguese, pineapple, and fruit cups. You like, what?
What did
he
sound
though? Baby sound, that's what makes it sad.
And you know they guys sound sexy, and all the ghetto girls' name is Peaches. That's come on now. Peaches. What's the other one? Diamond. They all named Diamond. Peaches.
Some of them named Mercedes, Lexus,
Buick, 211, Juice. Yeah, my
name
is Fono Power. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, they be having some names for you, baby. But you know what though, man? I don't date some, and don't judge me, okay? I have dated some very, 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 very ghetto. I have to keep saying very because I'm not even done with the verb. I'm just going to cut it short. You know what I'm saying? I have dated some ghetto woman, but you know what I'm saying? I just date people for who they are, but at the same time, you know, as long as they don't disrespect me and they know how to, you know what I'm saying? They don't disrespect me. Well, I always term to women anyway, so I don't know. But you do come across that one and be like, hey, boo, how you doing? I love you. You're like,
Okay.
That is a big turn off. I don't judge them, though, because I don't judge nobody. I just,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I just pray for them. They just want to, that's real talk. Some people like it, though. I do love me. A Bonnie and Clyde type girl. I ain't gonna lie about that. A little girl, but she more street smart. She more book smart than street smart. But I do like a little street, my girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to you. But she
overall
class.
Right.
You feel me? But she know how to get hood. That's the type of woman I like. So, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want no one that's gonna be like, hey, my name, I'm going, you know what I'm saying? I can't do that with the butterfly tattoos and the butterflies on her fingernails longer than her toenails, and I can do that. That's just too that's too much. But I could do a little street. I could do a little street. You know, so we all gotta be a little street. You know,
that's just real talk.
You ain't gotta be 100% street, but you gotta have a little bit. You know, cause you,
right.
If you don't have a little bit, somebody can get all over top of you. You know what I'm saying?
Know what that?
So you gotta have a little street.
Yeah,
you know,
I was about a little bit.
Yeah, I'm classical, but I can get a little hip hop on. Don't mess with me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
I can get a little bit. That's just me. A little clown. I used to be hood. I think we all used to be hood when we were little. Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. Come on.
Just
we all used to be hood when we were little. Come on. We thought we were the it of the school.
A little bit.
I know you were, so everybody thought Carson was the best looking thing in school. I know it.
Not even. Like, you know what's crazy?
Really?
I was a tomboy. No, I was a tomboy coming up. All the way up until high school. Wet sweatpants, backwards caps, big old T-shirts. Like, I was a tomboy all the way until, like, my 11th grade year. So, not at all.
For real?
Really.
Wow.
Jordan, you know, like I was in sneakers and baseball caps.
I want to see a picture.
I have one. I got a couple I can show you. I was such a little boy. Like I ran with the boys, football and, you know, all that. I wasn't a girly girl until high school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I could ask that question. No.
Well, she said it herself.
That's real deep. Oh, I thought she would have been like, yeah, my name is Peaches. I'm from B-More.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm boy. Now, that's the type of chick that everybody they want them. I call them some aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
They feminine, but at the same time,
they got their dog on them, too. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
right.
you say for you. I want I date some aggressive. I do.
I like them, too.
I'm afraid to have somebody that can give me a little hood, too, at night. You know what I'm saying? Late night special. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Red light special. I want a red light special.
I don't want the red light special. Everybody had that. I want the late night special. I don't want the red light.
Everybody had a late night special. You got to think of something else, something that's your own.
Nah, ain't nobody had the late night special. Everybody had the red light in the red room and the black light. Give me that late night special.
And no black light now. No, might have had a blue light or a black light. Maybe had a yellow light. Shoot, who knows?
That's what they call them, boy. Black light.
Okay, I won't get up. Now you got you be acting ignorant. See, you're supposed to be nice.
I'm not going to be nice to a Stella fan. Why should I do that?
Oh, my God. No. You know what? We're not going there. That was a couple minutes ago. Can we not talk about football right now?
So, partner, you can perform anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world besides the United States. Where would you perform?
I want to perform in Jamaica.
Oh.
I've been, but I've never performed. I don't know why. It's absolutely gorgeous there. So Jamaica would be, like, number one on my list if I had my choices.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Got to plan a trip to Jamaica, bro.
Oh, yeah. We be on the plane with
you. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I would love to.
No woman over there. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear them talk. Oh, my God.
Oh, we be having a caller that we call in from Jamaica every night. When she ain't call at night, she probably forgot about the book. She call every night. And
mm-hmm.
I click her number just to hear her talk.
Just to hear her talk. Like, oh, wow. And you know, look, she like our voices, too. She said, I just love the way y'all sound. Oh, my God.
Oh, ain't nothing like that. You know what? It don't even have to be Jamaica. It could be anywhere in the Caribbean. Like,
right.
Yes, the women are beautiful. The island is beautiful. The people are beautiful. The people
mm-hmm.
are beautiful. The people are beautiful.
Exactly.
The men mm-hmm. look like Sam. You know? Real talk. That's real talk. Mm-hmm. So is anything... you would like to ask me or Teddy?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shy either. You got to ask us.
You're on the spot. No, I don't have any questions that I can think of.
Come on, ask us something. Yeah, you can find something.
I know, right? Okay, Casey, like, was she probably your idea? Like, was it something that you came up with? Was it something that you've always wanted to do? Like, how did you come up with it?
She pride. Actually, last year I had she pride. It wasn't as big as this one is anticipated to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little cookout. It was just something I wanted to do for my community. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we always did the club scene. We always did this and that, but we never really did it at a park or we never really did it with people outside of our state, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to do something nice. And I'm all about my people, I'm all about my lesbian growth. So, I was like you at first. I mean, I wasn't a dancer, but I don't know if you ever drag king before.
Mm-hmm.
But I did drag king or whatever, and I used to go to, like, the different clubs and perform, and I used to see, like, the different people. They just really love entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They love entertainment. And so I just said, look, why not do my own thing? You know? I like lesbians. I go hard for my lesbians. That's all I can say. I love lesbians. I love women. And anything that will bring women, us together and not fighting each other and all that, man. You know, I just want to bring us together as one.
Right.
That's my mission. You know, that's why
I made the website, the She's On website, so lesbians can come and interact and get to know each other without the drama and the BS, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the She Pride, I did that because that branches off my website, right? So that way my members, now they don't have to meet each other online. They can meet each other offline, get to know
mm-hmm.
each other.
Right.
Come together. And then She's On Radio. What is that? The members and everybody else come together. We talk about some stuff, you know?
Right.
So that's my mission. People. I love people. You know, we labor. We love people.
I love people too.
You too.
This is my own people. People is my, people is it. That is, people is my, you know what I want to say, but I'm not going to cuss, but people is, people, I love people, you know, anything to bring us closer together and love each other, anything I can do, I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to make it happen.
Make it happen, Kevin.
I love it.
Huh?
I love it. That's hot. Like, the whole idea of it is just hot to me. I can't wait.
Well, we love that you're coming.
Yes. Yes, we do.
I'm excited.
And, like, you know what's awesome?
Yeah.
You know what? I was like, man, how the hell am I going to fit this girl in the damn line? I was like, Lord. I said, Lord, how am I going to do this?
But you know what's crazy? I never asked to get on shows. Like, I'm the type of person, like, if I'm not on the lineup, I'm just not on it. Like, I've never been one to ask. But it was just, like, so many people talking about it, and I saw, like, all the promotion, and I was like, I wonder. I was like, let me go out on a limb real quick and just see. So when you came back, like, it's no more space. I was like, okay, it wasn't meant to be, no problem. Not salty at all. Like, I was like, I'll just hit her up for the next one. So when you hit me back, like, you still want to do it? I'm like, hell yeah. Like, what are you saying? I always wanted to do it.
It was just something about you. I don't know. You was humble. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know what you looked like at first. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't even know what you looked like. Now, that's just the type of person I am. You know, people. Like, you know, a lot of people come up to me like, you know, I want to dance, I want to do whatever. And most people, have you noticed that most people only book people based on what they look like?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even know what you looked like. I was like, man, I'm going to give this girl a chance. You know, I'm going to give her a chance. I'm going to see what she about. Then you send me them pictures. I said, good Lord, what the hell going on here?
I was like, good Lord.
I said, no. I almost had to give my toes. I almost had to ask for that girl. I almost fell out.
God is, you probably said, God is good.
Yeah, he is really good. I said, Lord. And then we, you know, we had a, we having a, it was a beef party. You, when I say beef, you know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was more beef than it was tuna fish. You get what I'm saying? it was more dom entertainers than it was simp.
Right.
It was a whole bunch of doms. I was like two or three of y'all at first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, she a simp. Let's see what she about. I said, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep saying Lord have mercy. I'm sorry.
See, you
been
being bad, but you in trouble.
So, is there anything else you want to talk to us about? Come on.
No, I don't have questions. I promise.
Ask Patty a question.
Oh, God. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Teddy makes me nervous.
What?
Yep.
How I make you nervous?
You make me nervous. Like, I'm nervous, like, what your response is going to be.
Okay. Don't be. Is that a good nervous or a bad nervous? Do I need to be nervous and worried?
No. Don't be nervous, because you can make me more nervous.
Okay, then just ask.
I don't have a question yet. I'm just saying, in general, you make me nervous.
Oh, man.
Oh. No, like, I really don't have a question for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
I'm
sorry. I thought I felt special.
I'm sorry. I can't think of anything. Oh.
Now you done made the guest nervous. You're getting on my damn nerves.
I don't know
see,
if that's
see,
a good thing.
I was doing fine. See what you did?
I didn't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if it's a good thing you being nervous or a bad thing. My fault. I apologize.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's good.
And, like, if I could, I'd send you some flowers. Like, look, I'm so sorry that I made you nervous.
No flowers. I'm fine.
So, since you are a guest tonight, so why don't you give us a topic? Yeah, give us a topic. What is something that you feel needs to be addressed?
Wow. Off the top of my head, let's see. Let's talk about jealousy. Like, what's going on with the jealousy? Like, in the little community, like, why is it, you know what I mean? Like, two doms together, they see another dom is, you know, like, what's the rivalry? I don't understand. Like, is it all supposed to be like a community, everybody, like, empowering each other or whatever? Like, what's the deal? I don't understand.
You talking about two doms dating, or?
No, like, just in general, like, why is there so much jealousy, like, period. You know what I mean? I don't understand. I think y'all did a topic on doms dating each other, didn't y'all?
Yeah.
We might have did a topic about it on another show, but if you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. That's just how we do. You feel what I'm saying? We can always give our input again and again and again. We never get tired.
I mean, it seems like it's more common now. Like, I'm starting to see it a lot. I don't know.
I mean,
to each his own. You know, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. But I thought it was like, you know, this is becoming a lot more common. I'm starting to see it a lot more, like, than I used to. So, I was like, maybe that's like the new trend or something. I don't really know.
That's not the trend for me.
A lot of people deal with insecurity, you know. And jealousy, you know, that's where jealousy comes from, insecurity. You're only jealous about somebody else because you're miserable. You feel me?
Right.
So you want everybody else to be miserable with you. That's just how I feel about it. It's too much of everything to go around for anybody to be jealous of anything.
Right.
Come on now, what you jealous of me for? You look like a Barbie doll, look like Madea. You know what I'm saying? Why are you jealous of me? I should be jealous of you looking like the Barbie doll. You know how long it's been since I've been trying to look like a Barbie doll, and I'm looking like Madea over here, laughing at his titties and big butt? No.
Like this. You got a six pack. I got a kid. Come on now.
I got a liquor store. You know what I'm saying? I got the whole liquor store. You only got a six pack.
Right.
Oh, no. They, you know, and especially, we talk about it all the time, especially doms, the jealousy with the doms with each other. Like, there's a lot of animosity between two studs. It's always
exactly.
Right, you know what I'm saying? You walk in the club, here come a stud, here come Rico. I'm gonna use that name. I like that name. here come Rico, looking at you all up and down like she ready to fight. This is the first time she ever seen you. Ain't never seen her damn. Like, don't even know.
Exactly.
All in your face, mean money.
But no reason. I don't understand.
I don't know what the problem is either, man, but I know one thing. We as a community need to fix it, or it won't be a community. You know how it is.
Uh-huh.
We need to fix that. We're going to wind up killing each other. You feel me?
It's
crazy. We're going to wind up killing each other, man. We're going to be extinct.
You don't need that to happen. You got to be around for a long, long time.
That's where it goes. That's how violence develops. Jealousy is it develops from jealousy. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I don't see why people ready to fight each other for what? Over what? Why are y'all mad at each other? Why? Damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna go down and smoke a weed on the air. I'm not gonna do that. But some of y'all just need a blunt. Right. Y'all need a blunt. Y'all need some rock. Y'all need some. Y'all need some sex. Y'all need a vacation or something. Not that good for you to be mad. You mad over bacon, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You just mad
Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad? Life is too short to be mad, man. How y'all feel about that? How you feel about the cost?
I agree. It's crazy. Like, I just shake my head when I see it. I don't understand it. Like, it's like you don't even know how. What's the point? I see it all the time, though, especially in the dancing world. It's crazy. You would think we would be, like, working together, but there's so much hate, and it's just unnecessary. I hear it. But it's real.
Yep, it happens.
All the time.
I don't understand it myself. But like you say, to each his own. If you happy, I'm happy. If you like it,
right.
I love it.
Exactly. Why do I care? Like, really?
It's like, crazy. I'm not sleeping with you. Shoot.
Exactly. Right.
No, that's right. I ain't hating on you with no bacon.
No, man. You can have the last piece, bro. I don't care. I can buy you
pink. Your shoes pink. I ain't hating on you over that. Come on, man. They sell all kind of pink shoes in Foot Locker. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't got no pink shoes in Foot Locker, man. You can go to online and get you some custom made. You know what I mean? Look better than everybody.
Right.
So what you hating over that girl? She look like a bald headed crackhead moose. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, come on, man. We don't want your girl. We don't want truth. We don't want nothing.
Right.
Yeah, because God is blessing us with our own. You feel what I'm saying? Why? I don't hate on nobody, man. I congratulate. You know, people come to me all
right.
the time trying to make moves and do different stuff and ask me how to do this. I'm like, look, man, look, this is what you do, straight up. What I'm hating on you for, we can make this money together, baby. You know what I'm saying? We can make everything happen together. We gotta come together, man. We gotta love each other.
There's enough money and stuff out there for everybody. You can't hate. You gotta work together.
Life's too short, man. Straight up.
Really, it is.
Really, it really is.
Hating on bacon and hating on, man, shit, man. Your macaroni and cheese ain't better than mine. What the fuck are you hating on macaroni and cheese for?
I don't care for. They do, though. They hate. Whether it's bacon, macaroni, and cheese, your fitted hat look better than my strap back hat or my fedora. Say, hey, for what?
I'd be like, man, I'm glad your outfit look better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for telling me that your outfit look better than mine. You know.
Some people, like, if you're overweight, if you thick or you think yourself is fat, and then you see somebody skinny, they hate them. I'm like, dang, you fat. You need to do this. You need to do that. Or you skinny. You need to eat. Or they assume you doing some type of drug because you're skinny.
Uh-huh.
Like me, I'm tall and I'm thick. I'm not fat, but I'm thick. I'm like, I'm a big old teddy bear. Why you hate me? Shoot. I ain't know that. I'm like, you can hold on to me. That's why my name is Teddy. Come on, hold on to me. You can't hold on to skin and bones now. I'm not knocking people who are skinny. But really, you can't hold on to skin and bones, y'all. I'm just saying.
You can
two
be
sticks
up, brother.
Boss. Go ahead,
beer.
Two sticks
ahead,
up together.
Yeah, I always talk about the skinny people, man.
I'm not hating on the skinny people. I'm just saying. Like a person like me, if I wanted to go up to a skinny fam, they're going to look at me like, nah, I don't want to talk to you because you fat. Or they say I'm fat. I'm like, whatever. That's your loss.
Right.
So let me ask you another question. Like, how do you feel about having sex with a woman on her period? I think we talked about this.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. But, like I said, I'm random. Like, anything that comes in my head, I talk to them, so. You know, how do you feel about people that have sex with other people on their period?
I've never been one for it. I've never, no, I'm not interested. It's gross to me. Like, people always say put a towel down or take a shower right before. Like, if you soak in some water, it'll, like, stop it. I'm just like, nah, I'd rather wait. I can't get rid of it. That's a bit much for me.
You wait till 5 to 7 days.
Yeah. Like, we're going to have to
wait. Like, we can hold each other for 5 to 7 days. Like, wake up, like, is it gone yet? Is it gone? CD?
Yeah.
All right, keep on.
I can't do it.
No. Mm. So y'all telling me y'all never, never in y'all life ever had anybody please you on your career.
No.
Come on. Come on, Carl. Stop lying.
No, I'm serious. I promise. No.
Not with the tampon on or nothing, y'all. Just...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
No. That's horrible. No.
You say it's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible.
No, not me. Mm-hmm. To each his own, but not me.
Oh, so what are some of your turn ons, Carl? What are some of y'all turn ons as women? What turns you all on one?
Oh, wow.
My biggest turn on, eye contact. I don't know why.
Yes.
It's something about it that just drives me crazy. Not just like if I'm in the mall and somebody look like you catch eyes, no, but like, I don't know, you can say so much with your eyes, so that's oh God, that's everything to me.
What about you, Ted? What time is you on?
I mean, they eyes and they smile. If they look at me a certain way and they just smile, like, that pretty old smile, I just notes my heart. I'm like, oh, my God. I start blushing. I'm like, I can't talk. You got a pretty smile. Your eyes. And like you say, you can read a person, you know, through their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you can look in their eyes and they can look you back, and you can talk, and then they got a pretty smile, it's on from there.
Yes. I agree.
Well, I disagree.
Oh, God. Why?
Sure, you want to look back? My turn on?
I don't think
people wait for my turn on.
Like, what are your turn ons, bro? Oh, my God.
What are my turn ons?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, my God, I just asked you that question. But, yeah, what are your turn-ons, bro?
My turn-ons have nothing to do with the physical. My turn-ons have to do with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a woman that can fuck me mentally is a woman that can keep me.
Mm-hmm.
If she can make me have a multiple orgasm and my pants aren't even touching me,
that's a beautiful thing. Yes,
yeah.
That is
a beautiful thing. Like, you have to be able to mind. You be able to do wonderful things to my mind. Like, I'm not, you know, I love sex. Don't get me wrong. I love the late night special. You know what I'm saying? I love that. But I love to be stimulated mentally as well. You know, you don't even have to talk to give it to me in my mind. You can, like you say, the eyes, that is a big thing for me, is the eyes, especially if you have sexy eyes. If you have those eyes that just, you don't even have to look at me. I can look at you, and I can feel you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, those stinky eyes or those. You get what I'm saying?
if you got them eyes, and you know, you looking at whoever you with, like, you already know. You thinking the same thing they thinking, and you read them through their eyes, man. It's like, oh, my God. Like, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Not only them chinky eyes, but I like them chinky eyes. It ain't chinky for real. You know what I'm saying? you know, I ain't saying you got to be Chinese or nothing like that. You ain't got to be Chinese with me. You got to be chinky or nothing, but you got those eyes naturally. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those ones that just, when you look at them, just slanted a little bit. But they can't happen, but that's just the way they are. You feel what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing like ass. That's why I agree with Carson when she said the ass. I have to say, I'm a sucker for ass as well. I'm a sucker for booty, too. I love me some booty.
I love me.
You know what I'm saying? I love me. I'm not really all to the boobs and all that stuff. I'm doing it wrong. I love breasts, but if you got a big booty, you ain't got no breasts, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with that. We can work on some things. You know what I'm saying? But if you got a booty,
a booty and a good sense of humor. Sense of humor is a sign off for me too. If you can make me laugh, man, woof.
Yeah,
me, because I'm goofy. I like a woman that's goofy with me, you feel me?
You are goofy. You're goofy.
Yeah, I'm very goofy, man. You got to be a ball of fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like you, bro. If a female can make me laugh just as well I can make her laugh, then you good business. I like that. If you can keep me smiling, and I'm a hard person to make smile at times, you can keep that smile on my face. Your business.
She got to be business oriented too, man. She ain't got to own her own business. But she gotta have that mind frame. You get what I'm saying, Carla. She gotta be she gotta be a trendsetter. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
She ain't gotta have her own stuff, but she know where she wanna go. You know what I'm saying? That turns me. I'm telling you, it's the mind. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And if your mind is right where it need to be, baby, you got KC. You got KC, brother. KC, I like a woman to know what she want in life and where she want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That is real talk. She don't have to be the most beautifulest woman to anybody else on the outside, because she's beautiful to me, and her inside is just what I'm looking for. I ain't looking for her outside. So they're going to fade over time. That's real talk.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
That's going to fade over time, baby. Now, I love a beautiful woman. Don't get me wrong. But she ain't gotta be, you know, Evelyn. Lord, I would love Evelyn right now. She ain't gotta be Evelyn, you know what I'm saying? Gabrielle Union or Caution or did I say that?
Yes, you said that. I heard you.
Right.
I mean, she ain't gotta be drop dead gorgeous. She can just be a regular girl. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Be who you are. Just be who you are.
Be
your beauty is
show through. You can look like Mr. Brown out there, date your baby. Shit. As long as you know where you want to go. I love Mr. Brown. That's my boy. I know you made me laugh. You know what I'm saying? I love Mr. Brown. We be double queens. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm.
So since we're talking about booty, y'all.
Booty.
What's your input on eating the booty, like, how do you feel about tossed salad? Like, is that something that you like to do or like to get done, or what is that? What is that? How do you feel about a tossed salad with the ranch?
Hey,
with the ranch.
You said ranch.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. Out loud. Everybody heard you.
Wow.
Not good girl. Somebody gonna answer it? Somebody better answer that.
It's like this. No, I've never done it. Never had it done to me, and I'm not gonna do it. No, hell no, no, gang, no. I don't care if I'm drunk as a goddamn on skunk. It's not happening. Can't do that.
Mm. What about you, Carson?
I'm not doing it, but I've had it done. It's awesome.
No, that's right.
It is awesome. I swear. But I can't do it. Mm-mm. I can't do it without
taking
it.
You'll take it.
Yes. I'll take it. But I can't do it.
Well, Lord, I'm going to sit up here and I'm going to tell the goddamn truth. I won't cost her to come and tell me what she was saying, though. It was interesting. I want to know the rest of what you was about to say.
No, I'm not saying anything else.
Why not? You didn't open up the door. Come on now.
No, I've had it. I've had it twice. It's actually really, like, really, 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 really nice. Like, the first time I was like, this is dumb. Like, why are you even, I don't understand why you even back there. But it's really nice. It's just dumb, right? But I can't do it. Uh-uh. Not at all. That's all. Y'all quiet.
All righty.
I mean, pretty much for me, it is what it is. You know, I'm very sexual. Like I told you before, like I told y'all on the fans before, I'm a very sexual person. What goes on in my bedroom stays in my bedroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I'm what you call a pleaser. If my woman spreads them angles open and she tilts her little booty up past my nose, I know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Baby finished me off. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to toss her salad. You can call it toss salad, baked greens, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to please my woman. I'm going to give her what she want and what she and what she want. I'm going to please her. And she asked me to do me the same way. What does it matter? We together. We you know what I'm saying? What does it matter? The booty ain't around with licking the booty, baby. I'm telling you, man, look, Teddy, man, best selling in the world. I'm going to put her, especially if she know what she's doing. Mm.
Right.
When she suck on it,
That's where I got to be at. If you know what you're doing, I mean, like I said, I never had it done. I've never done it. So I wouldn't know what to do anyway. So
you know how you eat pussy, though. You know what I mean?
Of course, all day.
Sorry, listeners.
No complaint.
Sorry, listeners. You know how to eat the box, right?
Oh, all day, every day. No complaints.
All right. So there's another box behind that. It's the same thing as the little cootie, but it's a little tighter. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody tell you got to stick your. You don't. I mean, some people like the whole tongue stuck up in it, but you ain't got to stick your whole tongue up in it. You know what I'm saying? You could just,
right.
You know, maybe take a little bit of your tongue, you know, and. You can bite the apple
best
in the booty. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess it's like this. Okay, I could put it another way. I ain't found that right one to do that to.
No,
like that.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Okay, it's awesome, yes, but you can't talk to everybody.
It'll take your sex life to a whole other level. I'm trying to tell you.
I understand
baby,
that, but you can't toss everybody salad.
Not now.
We talking about our woman's here. We ain't talking about no herbat. We talking about our woman's. Somebody we whip, you know, together with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
I ain't looking over. First of all, I don't eat everybody. I don't even kiss. I don't even hug.
I pray before I eat. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is.
Shit, I understand, but the eating, I don't do everybody because I'm not.
I don't do everybody. I don't do everybody either. I'm picky.
You had to be
very
the chosen picky. One, goddamn
it. you the chosen one, yes. You about to get the business. No, don't.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't even care if I won't even worry about, you know, what my significant other, if I won't worry, and I was single right now, and, you know, some random girl came up to me and tried to get it in, get the business, my first of all, I'm going to ask her where her papers at. Well, you got to have your papers even walk into my room. That's just real talk. So, ladies, you hear that? Coming towards KC, you better have your papers in your pocket. Real talk.
Now, we can go get them papers. We can go get them. That'll be our first date. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Food. That's just real talk.
I believe it. Should I say the same thing? Like, when the last time you've been tested?
For me?
Yeah.
Month and a half, about a month and a half. I get tested every time I was a doctor. I don't play that, and y'all might call me crazy, but look, I got to deal with this. You know, they always ask you the doctor's office, do you want to get your HIV tested? You want to be tested for gonorrhea? You damn right. Testing for everything.
Sure do.
Testing for everything. Swab me down. Pap smear me, honey. Just do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
I got mine back in March, and I go again in September. Go do it twice a year.
So, ladies on the line, it's very important for you to get tested. Please go down to your local fan-free clinic. Everybody has one. Go down to your local fan-free clinic. If you do not have insurance or you do not have a doctor, they will give you your test free. It's very important.
Yep.
It is very important for you to know your status. Because when you don't know your status, you're putting everybody around you at risk. Mm-hmm. Please take that serious, ladies. Please, I give you the
hey, don't be scared to go get tested either. Because you know some people are actually scared to go down there and get tested because they might be afraid of the outcome. Don't be scared. You got to go do it. It's a matter of life and death with you and your partner. You might have something that can get cured. You know, go get it checked out, get it cured. If you don't get it checked out, it ain't going to get cured. Ain't penicillin can't cure everything.
I know that's right. So let's go to the line right quick. Let's see if anybody wants to talk to us. I'm going to area code 415-671. Please talk to us. Hello, 415. MJ hung up.
I guess they don't want to talk to us.
I see there's a whole lot of live listeners now. I know y'all listening via internet. We
Come
would
on,
definitely
y'all.
Like for you all to call in and talk to us. Area code is 646-716-6977. Even if you got a vent about anything, you want to ask us a question, you want to talk to Carson, you can even call in and say, hey, KC, Carson, Teddy, and we'd be happy. So come on, talk
yep.
to us. Don't be scared. It's a whole lot of y'all now. Come on.
You're not going to bite. You're not going to bite.
Press that one. That's all you got to do to talk to us. Press that one. All right? So anything else, Carson, that been on your mind you want to talk about?
No, not right now. I'm being sleepy on y'all now.
Oh. She's sleepy.
Well,
I'm trying to stay up with y'all. I'm exhausted.
She's a trooper.
What? I got to get up at 5:30. Definitely I worked
on. Oh, yeah. I'm about to let you go. You got to go.
No, she's fighting sleep like a 2-year-old. She's fighting sleep like my nephew. Yes, I'm going to stay up knowing I got to get up at 5 o'clock.
Right. I'm like drinking soda and everything, trying to stay up.
Look, drink a cup of coffee.
You trying to keep me up.
With a lot of sugar and a lot of cream.
See? Yeah, you did. I'm going to be no good at work tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry.
Y'all some crazy people, boy.
There's nothing wrong with coffee, though. Coffee good.
I know. We drunk that whole coffee in 5 seconds at the Dennis, boy. I ain't lying.
I know, right? That was some good stuff. Like, yo, I want me some more coffee.
Five o'clock in the morning. Yeah, because, I could have phoned somebody, somebody was supposed to come down to Virginia Beach that weekend. Hey, that's coming down now, thank you, we were going to meet up with them. We ain't going to say no names, Teddy, what I'm saying? But,
right.
We're going to let that one slide,
Yeah. It was cool, though. We got to do it again.
Yeah, Carson, we definitely appreciate you coming on here and talking to us tonight.
No problem.
And I know you're tired, sweetheart. I know you're tired. I think everybody a little scared to talk to you. I don't know why. Uh-huh. Anyway,
I don't know why.
It shouldn't be, because I'm not no more. Nope.
Good. You shouldn't be.
Yeah, still at home. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and let you go to sleep right quick. I don't know you're tired. You got to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm not going to hold you. I'm just like the Papa Bear. No, you got to go. Good night.
You got to go to bed.
Thank you. I had fun tonight. It was nice talking to y'all.
It was nice talking to you, too.
Yeah. I'll see y'all August 3rd.
All righty.
And we will be heading up to Denny's. Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. We're going to Denny's to have some coffee and take pictures drinking coffee.
Yes. And those banging pancakes they just got served. Mm.
See? You already know what I eat when I go to Denny's. I was on a budget. Grits. Yes, sir. I will eat a bowl of grits all day.
What did you say, Carson? Really?
Yes.
Like grits? Really?
Yes, I eat grits. Yes, it is.
Man, I had the whole pancake slam, baby. I ate all the pancakes, the dad, hog and everything. I was hungry. Soccer vegans on the line, please forgive me. But
just looked at you like, wow, ain't nobody going to take your pancakes, bro. We, you good.
Yeah, I'm sad when it comes down to food, man. I'm sad, like real talk. I can eat the healthiest stuff. I got the healthiest meal on the menu. My stomach just won't go down, but I'm going to try this little the stomach in thing.
Hold it in. Hold it in. It works. I promise.
Hold it in. I'm going to try it. Yep. You doing it?
Uh-huh.
I'm doing it too.
But you got to hold it in.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Try not to think about it. The more you think about it, the more you let go.
I'm not going to let go. I promise.
Both of y'all quiet and concentrated.
Yes.
Yes, I'm trying. Can't make me laugh. I'm trying to concentrate.
Because the gym is not doing it. I'm trying
to. I do the crunches and the sit-ups, and I walk every day. It's not going down.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was, we'll try this caller one more time. Hold on. They back.
All right, man.
So, area code 415-671, talk to us. Hello, 415.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, and you?
Pretty good. I just called to say hello.
Aw. Hi. We appreciate it. Where exactly is 415? Where is that located?
San Francisco.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
We got
wow.
Callie in the house.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I will see you August 3rd.
Hi,
right,
Mel.
I am excited.
Yes. Got Callie in the building. I know that's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know, right? Doing big things. We got California in the building, people.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
She won't care.
Is there anything you want to ask Miss Caution? Miss Caution will be performing for you in August the 3rd. Would you like to ask her anything?
No. I'm shy, so no, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say hello. That's all.
Yeah. We're all shy.
Yes, we are.
Everyone's shy.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, you're bad. You're going to go perform. I mean, that's bold. I wouldn't be able to do that, okay? I'll be shy. By the time I get on stage, I'll turn around and be like, nope.
You're going to come on that stage now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, she is.
No, I'm not.
I remember who I was now. I'm security. You going out there and performing for these females because they not going to come jump down my throat. Wait, where's she at? I don't know.
Yeah, I just called to say hello.
Well, thank you for showing the support, and we definitely appreciate you coming out to VA, checking us out for She Prize 2012. Definitely going to be something that you will remember. We'll be back.
Yes, I am excited, so I'll see you guys there.
All righty.
See you later, baby.
No, so. All right. You sure you don't want to send this off to us? We really were enjoying your company.
Yes, we was, because I got a question. Dang, y'all got quiet because I said I had a question.
Yeah, we want to know what you were going to ask
us. Oh, I was going to ask, could I get a dance at Sheep Rat? I'm just saying.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm not asking KC.
No, she ain't asking me.
No. I love you, bro, but not like that.
Sure, you can get a dance.
Oh, Friday, I get a picture and a dance.
Yes. Picture and a dance, but that's what you want.
Yes. You just made my day.
Oh, yeah. That's
That'll
what
be
I
a late
see.
Birthday present for me. Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. Anytime,
any place.
Oh, Lord. Is he going to sing for us tonight?
Nah, we're gonna let Carlson sing for us tonight. Go ahead, Carlson.
What?
Go ahead, send us a tune right quick. Yeah.
Carlson don't have the energy to sing tonight.
Come on, I know you got some up in there. The fans want to hear you sing.
No. Come on, I'm shy. Don't do that.
Are you a quarter?
A quarter. Really?
You know what you can do with a quarter? You can go to the mall, put it up in one of them little bubblegum machines.
She offered you money. Shoot, last time she tried to get me this thing, I'm like, she ain't offered me a quarter. She ain't offered me a penny.
You're not about to get me a thing.
Oh, man.
We'll sing for you if you sing for us.
Really?
What?
No. You want to sing to me? I'll listen to your thing.
Go ahead, Ted. Thankful cause.
Now you putting me on the spot. You offered her money. What you gonna offer me?
I offer you some grits.
Some what?
You said you like grits too.
I do like grits, but I like money too.
Nah, man.
I
give you 25 cents too.
Ooh, a whole quarter. Yes.
You know what you can do with a quarter?
I could do a lot. I could go towards my bus fare.
Go ahead, son.
I can't. Damn it. I can't.
What you are to sing, Carlson? What's your favorite song?
So many.
No.
Anything. Come on, give me some R. Kelly.
Go ahead, sing a Bumpy Grind solo.
I need to bust it out real quick.
I can't do that. No, Mel, I'm playing. I'm pulling the side card on this one. No, I can't.
See? What you want me to sing?
Karaoke tonight. This is karaoke night.
I can't sing right now.
Come on, give us some odd calendar. You ain't even got to sing it right. Just sing it forward. She just wants to hear the words.
I can say the words.
All right, say the words. Put a little tune to it, though. What?
Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing wrong. I can't even get it out now.
What's the rest of the song, though? You can't see nothing wrong. What?
Put a little bump and grind.
What is that? Lord. Song though.
I heard that. What was that?
I don't know.
I hope one of them zombies.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
they coming
look,
for you,
is,
bro.
What is y'all view on the zombies? Like the different people coming out, you know, eating people's faces and heads and intestines, nailing the people. Like, what is y'all view on that?
I'm about to go to sleep. I don't want to think about zombies.
You see, you going to scare her. Now you can't.
Right,
no,
exactly.
I'm sorry. I forgot
we got a baby film on our phone.
She gonna put on our Facebook walls. Y'all scared me last night. I couldn't
even
go to sleep.
Right. I ain't get no sleep, and I was exhausted at work. Thanks to y'all.
I didn't do it. I didn't say nothing about them things.
Well, at least you
should
get up on time for work tomorrow.
Right, because I'll still be up.
I'm sorry. Don't beat me up.
She gonna beat you up, not me.
Mm-hmm.
You. She gonna grab your belt and beat you with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she's still waiting on you to sing R. Kelly.
Look, man, I can't sing. I can, but I don't sing for people like that. Because I'm shy when it comes to that, and I'm being honest.
No.
You can't be shy for coaching.
Now, if I was, like, in person and I saw you, I could sing to you in person, but I don't sing just for anybody.
Boom.
No, it's okay. You don't have to sing.
You don't got her say it, and I don't made her scared, and you got her say it. That's
my fault. But, see, I can sing to you in August. Since you're giving me a picture in the dance, I'll think of a song to sing for you in August.
I'll take that.
Now she's going to get singing lessons. This is so she can learn to sing for you.
I don't need... I don't need singing lessons.
Okay, well, sing. Well, go ahead and sing first.
I can't.
Go ahead.
I'm not. No, I said August. I got time to get to make sure the song sound right. Now I'm over here like tongue tied and shit. To get it right, sounding right, so in August I can sing.
Nope. She want to hear it now.
She said we agreed on August, so I'm doing it in August.
Don't you think she should go ahead and sing the national anthem to you right now? Go ahead and sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Because I don't even know the words right at the present.
Go ahead and sing When the Woman Fed Up. Go ahead and sing something to
her. No. August.
You know what? You get on my nerves.
I love you.
Yeah, but I definitely enjoyed Carson tonight.
Yeah, oh, this was a nice conversation.
This is our comeback show. I mean, we ain't been on for a day, so.
Yeah, I had to deal with some issues, you know.
No.
Oh, yeah, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who gave their condolences to me and my family on my loss. I really, really appreciate that. That meant a lot. I just wanted to put that out there.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
You deserve it, bruh. You know, when you go through trials and tribulations and you got family, that's what we here for, man.
Yeah, and just to let y'all know, bruh, I won't be on here Wednesday because, you know, that's the day that I gotta go, you know, get my respects. So again, I thank everybody. My cousins told me to thank you personally for what you did. Because you really didn't have to, you know, cancel the show Friday, but you did, and they was happy, and they said thank you. That meant
well,
a lot.
I feel like that's just, you know, that Saturday, it was a rough day for me, and that Friday, it was a rough day for you. So why not cancel it? You know, when you're going through a loss in your family, to me, that's a whole lot more important than a radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that can't, you know, see that don't need to be in your life. That's just real talk.
Right.
If they can't be with you on your worst day, they don't need to be in your life on your good day. You feel
right.
me?
Right. And they told me, you got some awesome friends. I said, yeah, I really do. They there for me no matter what, with my crazy behind.
Yeah, you crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, I got your back. Once I say I'm down for you, I'm down for you. That's you too, Carson.
Oh.
You know, you're on my circle now too. You cool people. I like you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you're
I like
you. You're in the circle. What about me? Do anybody like me?
No.
Oh, wow.
Teddy, I like you.
We don't like that.
You know what?
We don't like you. This is
the
Little
what?
People Club.
You know what?
I'm
still
going to
be in y'all club regardless.
And you know this.
I'm going to be in y'all club regardless.
You know this, man. Oh, I had fun with y'all tonight. And enjoy
what you get online, what you get in person, so. It might even be worse in person. Hell,
I'm gonna apologize to you in advance, cause you might
be
crazy. In person. No. We get together. It's oh my god.
Yes, Lord, you definitely gonna have fun. If you pray, I wanna make sure you have fun. You coming the whole weekend, or you just staying one day?
I may have a party on the 4th. So I'm not sure yet. Right now, I'm only there on the 3rd, so we'll see. If I can,
okay.
Yeah, if I can, I'll definitely come back and party with y'all in the fall. That's what we have to say.
Well, we don't care if you come on the 5th or the 6th, as long as you come.
As long as you're there. As long as you're there.
Maybe.
You know?
I'm definitely there on the 3rd, though. I can't wait.
You can't wait, you love. Well,
And what I want you to do again, call sister, there's a lot of people out there that do trust me. Once that picture go up, who is that? Where can I find her? Where's she at? God dang, where's she at? So, what I want you to do, call for the people today that's listening live right now. How can people get in contact with you? How can they book you for their event? You know, we need your Facebook, we need your MySpace, if you still got it, I don't know if you still do, some people don't burn that, but, you know, all the social networks you got, let them know.
All right, let's see. Several ways you can get in contact with me. The first one is Twitter. I'm more active on Twitter than I am on Facebook. My Twitter page is at Lesson Learned. So it's LessonLerind. Lesson Learned. On Twitter, it's the same for Facebook. So Facebook.com/LessonLearned. Booking email again is bdiva@hotmail.com. And I'm also on Instagram. My name is at OnlyOneCaution. So the word only, the number one, _ caution. And I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook all day long. So just talk to me. I always talk back.
Which one? Okay. Say it on Twitter again.
Twitter is at Lesson Learned, LessonLerind.
LessonLerind.
LerindLerind.
LerindLerind. LerindLerind.
IND, yes.
All right, LerindLerind.
Yes, that's my first name. All right.
Don't beat me up.
Yeah, it's okay.
I think I found it. Yep, this you.
You got me?
I see the people that's following you.
Uh-huh.
we're gonna go ahead, thank you for coming on. Thank you,
yes.
Teddy, for being an awesome co-host.
You know I got you, man.
Thanks for having me. I had fun.
Don't worry, you're coming back. So, yeah, you got to go ahead and put in your schedule 6 months from today. So,
yep.
Yeah, you're coming back.
Same time.
Same time, same place. By the way, I'm going to get up to a 6 hour spot. So, yeah, you're going to be in there. It's going to be on your radio on your car.
I know, that's
next
right.
6 months. So, yeah, so you think your fans going to blow up today? Your fans really going to blow up when they get on AXM radio.
Right.
That's what I'm shooting for, so, yeah.
I know that.
Everybody gonna come out the woodwork. Like, I heard you on XM. For real, you did?
Right?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You heard me? Oh, word. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. So, like I said, I want to thank y'all so much for calling in. We're going to go ahead and call it a night. But before we go, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to She's On Radio tonight. If you are a lesbian, if you are a lesbian, let's say it again, are a lesbian, there's a website just for you, www.shezone.org. That website is similar to Facebook. Downlink MySpace if you still have it, if you do, burn it. it's real talk. You know, you go in there and get your little talk on with different lesbians, you know, different countries and everything. This is the radio station. Please save this number in your phone. Call it every night at 11 o'clock. We have an interesting conversation, and we would love to talk to you. If you are planning on having fun this summer, I advise you to come down to She Fries 2012. Well, Miss Caution will be. Yes, ma'am, Miss Caution. Miss Caution and 22 other performers. When I say 22 other performers, Caution is one of the 23. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Hear you loud and clear.
So your ladies need to be in the building because it's definitely an event that you do not want to miss. Tickets are almost sold out, so I advise you to go to www.shepride.tk. That's an easy link to go to. It tells you everything, the booking hotels, all this. But if you do need VIP tickets, you need them tables, You know what I'm saying? You come in a group of five or more, I need you to email me at shezonee@gmail.com. Don't forget, ladies. Now, if you are an artist, a music artist, or whatever, you need to get heard, you want to come on here and get an interview. We interview anybody. We even interview Vanilla Ice, if you ask. We interview anybody.
Vanilla Ice, really.
Everybody's a star.
Ice, radio.
Okay. So, definitely that. We need advertising. We do that as well. Just that, shezonee@gmail.com. Hit it up. We would love to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, I want to thank everybody for hitting up She's On Radio. And you all have a what? Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.